All right, Holly.
Yes?
How do we get here? Who is Audra and who is Carter?
Okay, so they met. They went on a date. Audra really liked Carter, but she blew him off because he's moving back up to his hometown of Chicago in the summer, and she's been hurt in the past and didn't want to get into something where, you know, the person she likes might not even be here in another year.
Yeah.
So it's been really tough. A lot of people are weighing in saying she should give it a try. Well, we finally got them back on the air Friday and said, can we send you on another date? We heard her story. He promised to be very, you know, open with her. And so they did indeed go on a date yesterday to Next Big Thing, which was Panic at the Disco last night. And hopefully the date went well.
So we have Audra and Carter on the phone. Let's start with Audra. Audra, can you sort of recount the day? Like, what happened?
Well, things were sort of awkward at first, but, you know, we had a couple of drinks, and neither of us really were familiar with the band. But then, you know, we were having a good time together, and then we started to feel pretty comfortable. And then, like, in the middle of the Panic at the Disco set, that's when I just thought, you know, I just need to let this happen and just go with it and just, you know, see what happens. You know, I'm kind of just surrendering to it. And I mean, I really appreciate all of your support, and this is a great guy. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to let go of my fear for now.
Oh, wow. That's massive.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Panic at the Disco.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
Man, that's so cool.
Wow. So Carter, from your perspective, and let's just put all the cards on the table here, because on Friday, you know, Audra was very honest and very raw in telling us about her ex and how basically he had sex with her cousin.
Yeah, like 3 days before their wedding was supposed to take place. And it was, oh, gosh.
Absolutely horrible. So here was my concern thinking about this throughout the weekend as I was thinking about you two, is was it too much to handle for you, Carter, or are you feeling the same vibes as Audra?
I mean, it's not at all too much to handle. Everybody has a past, and specifically this, she had no control over, right? And
right.
So how am I going to hold that over her if like she's a victim, right? Like something happened to her. Like she didn't want that to happen, you know?
Right.
So it was definitely not anything that I held over her. I'm just thrilled that she wanted to go out with me because I would, you know, last time that we spoke, or not last time, but the time before, you know, I was very dejected. But I'm looking forward to continuing to get to know her, and I'm super grateful for everything that you guys have done, and I'm very happy, and I hope she's happy also.
You know what? I love this.
So
you made a believer out of me, y'all.
Holly, I told you.
Okay.
I am the fate master in Tampa Bay.
Maybe it's just because it's Christmas time, but dang. All right.
I love it. So, both of you are going to continue seeing each other?
I hope so.
For now, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm still a little nervous, but yeah, I realize this is a new chapter, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
Giving me all the feels.
Now somebody's got to move somewhere. So
okay,
either
you know what? I'm gonna come over this table and punch you, Miguel.
All right. Now let's continue with commercial-free Mondays on Hot 101.5.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.